Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
LeBron James and Steph Curry are just messing with us, don't you think? This is our Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. The NBA playoffs are maddening with upsets that are nullifying the seeding. But the Lakers and Warriors are waging their own West Coast version of gotcha by merely trying to make the playoffs while getting their injured players all healed up. Curry played 56 of the 82 regular season games. LeBron played just 55. Both ended the playoffs with plenty of gas left in the tank, and it's obvious that just getting into the postseason is what matters. First of all, let's talk about their ages. James, 38, says he is in his 20th season and counting, and has slowed down just enough to prove he is human. He has already changed the game, the first superstar who is a better athlete than basketball player, and we know how good of a hooper he is at 6'9", 250 pounds. Curry, the 35-year-old wunderkind from Davidson, who was not offered a scholarship by a single ACC school, is also a great athlete, but a far better basketball player and clearly the greatest shooter in the history of the game. So the seventh-seeded Lakers beat third-seeded Memphis with right-hand hampered Ja Morant in six games, wrapping up their first-round series with a 20-point blowout of the number three Grizzlies. LeBron paces himself now, but he still played 31 of 48 minutes of the deciding game with 22 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists. Now that MJ's long retired, some kids want to be like LeBron. More basketball players from middle school to the NBA want to shoot like Steph, who had a 7th-game playoff record 50 points and took 38 of his team's 100 in Game 7 in the 6-seeded Warriors blowout of the number 3 Kings on the road. Whereas coaches have complained that young players care more about shooting threes than anything else, Curry is helping them justify that. We may never see a shooter like Curry who has changed the game into where the NBA teams make taking 43-pointers as part of their plan. That's because the players obviously practice perfecting the long ball more than ever. Regardless of the comparative stats, the pros and to an extent colleges have gone from a 2-point inside-outside game to lineups where 4, if not 5, of the guys on the floor can knock down the threes. That's Curry's influence, and when Stephen drains them from all places and with all body gyrations, he is worth the hefty price of admission. NBA teams both draft to get marksmen, but also help average shooters improve so they can play more minutes. James and Curry won't play forever, I don't think, but both will leave legacies that are even more style than substance. They face each other in the second round, which will be great viewing, but too bad one of them will be ousted. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.